I call it Plastic Sun, and basically my one tool was a standard heat gun. And what I did was took a lot of plastic bags, plastic grocery bags you get every time you go to the store. And I just started, I took the first one, shot it with the heat gun, it shrunk up. I put that inside another bag, and I just kept doing that until it, it just kind of came into this giant ball. It's about the size of almost a soccer ball or a bowling ball. It's really hard plastic now. You know, it's that thin plastic grocery bags, but you get enough of them, maybe 200 piled up, it's pretty hard.
So at what point did this hit you to do this?
I don't know why. You know, I think when I first heard about the one tool challenge, I looked around my basement workshop and tried to figure out what tool was kind of unique. And I thought the heat gun was really interesting because, unlike most tools, it doesn't actually touch the material. You know, it just kind of, you aim it towards it and you get pretty close, but you don't touch it, unlike a saw or a drill or anything else. So I didn't know what exactly I would, shoot with the heat gun. And there were a bunch of plastic bags in the basement. I just kind of shot one and it shrunk up, and I just went from there.
So we're in Sweetwater right now. I don't see any plastic bags around here. You want to go find some plastic bags?
They're everywhere. I could probably go find one and come back and shoot it with the gun here, yeah.
Okay, let's go find one.
All right.
So now, is there a particular way where you, or area where you, because we're not on the hunt for a plastic bag. Where do you look? Like, where do you find your prey?
You see them blowing around the streets, which is really terrible to see. There's one back there.
You can find them anywhere.
Yeah, we found one right here, just kind of laying against
the public.
So we got this thin plastic bag, and it's probably HDPE plastic. It's high-density polyethylene or something, HDPE, and we can melt it with the heat gun.
So what did you learn about plastic bags in this process, Pete?
I've learned that you could probably make some interesting things out of them. They do have more uses than just, putting things inside of.
Okay, so now what's our next step?
We can take it over by the heat gun and just blast it with heat, and you'll watch it shrink up.
Let's do it.
All right.
Describe this heat gun. Is it a standard heat gun? Is it a special heat gun? What's up with the heat gun?
I don't know. I've seen some bigger, kind of more hefty models. This one belonged to my dad. It's a Milwaukee Tool, I believe, heat gun. I've seen bigger, more kind of industrial ones. This is maybe just your standard one you'd buy at a hardware store.
When I see most artists who are working, they talk about where the process of making their art takes them. What is it about this that makes you crack? Because you've been laughing ever since we started this.
I just think it's hilarious that I'm using a heat gun to melt your standard grocery bag into a tiny little ball.
People talk about like this moment of zen, how their art is transformative.
Yeah.
What is it about this that makes you, what does doing this, where does it take you that maybe nothing else does? What is it about your process?
I don't know that there is anything. To me, art is, I don't take art too seriously. I think it needs to be fun. It should be enjoyable. And I think it's kind of funny that, I made a giant plastic ball out of a bunch of old grocery bags. So to me, it's, I don't have some great grand statement behind it besides like, wow, this is kind of interesting and it's fun.
So what else do you do besides melt things with heat guns?
Actually, the other thing I do with plastic is I use a 3D printer sometimes to print out objects that either I design or other people have designed. I also use a bunch of other tools at the Milwaukee Makerspace, like laser cutters. We have a lot of kind of bandsaws, drill presses, and 3D design software, stuff like that. So I make a lot of different stuff, and I really have fun doing it.
Have you heard about the largest ball of twine in the world? I've seen the big ball of twine.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, I've been there, man.
I've seen it.
Do you think you're going to continue this until it's gigantic? Because I'm kind of sure right now this is the largest one of its kind.
Yeah, that might, I think it needs to be bigger. I think we could go bigger with this. And maybe we need some larger heat guns, but I think we could do better.